This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies. It's Michael Beanie here. And while we're taking a break from making all of our storytime podcasts, we have been reaching out to Mini Beanie fans, longtime listeners, and getting them to choose their favorite podcast or one of their favorites. We're going to re-release it. And while we're at it, we get to have a chat with them. And so today I'm chatting with Enid. Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
Hey, Enid, how long have you been listening to the podcast for, do you think?
I don't know. I'd say three or four years. I don't know.
That's really cool. And how old are you now? Like 20?
I'm 8.
So that's almost half of your life you think you've been listening.
Yes. I think I was 3 or 4 when I started listening.
And were you listening in the car or was it a bedtime thing?
I just listened in the morning. I just liked the stories and all the funny voices that all you guys made and stuff because, yeah. And the first podcast episode I listened to was Why Are We Here?
That's the one with the puffin?
Yeah, the puffin one.
Yeah, wow.
My favorite episode that I'm just going to talk about today is Boats. I just like the characters and Why Are We Here and like.
Yeah, like, so today we'll talk about Boats, which is also one of my favorite ones as well because yeah. There's lots of fun pirate voices in there.
Yeah, and the boat salesman.
Hi, how are you? Where are you from?
Yeah. And I was like, wow, a big stick. That one was hilarious.
I really like the, you know, yeah, going to the sail shop every time his boat sinks.
Yeah.
And there's just the dripping sound effect because he swam.
Yeah.
Any other bits from that podcast that you remember or really like?
I don't know. It's mainly just the puns.
I also really like in the Boats episode the riddles as well.
Yeah, riddles. What I was going to say was the riddles are just jokes, but like they say that they're riddles, like the carrot one. Like
yeah.
The joke. Yeah.
Because a lot of jokes are kind of like riddles as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, would you like to try and answer your own pirate riddle?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. I just got to put on my pirate voice for you.
All right, Enid. It's your time to try and be a pirate. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here is your first riddle. Why can't a pirate ever finish the alphabet?
Because they always stop at like R, like the R.
Ooh, it's close. I would say a pirate's favorite letter is R. But why they could never finish the alphabet is because they always get lost at sea.
Enid, that's pretty much it. Can you give me a quick let's go?
Let's go, yeah.
And can you give me a arr?
Arr.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Mim.
And Michael.
Today we might go on a boat, meet a pirate,
and learn how boats really float. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Yarr! Har-ar-ar! Yarr! Ow.
Michael Beanie, what are you doing?
I am not Michael Beanie. I be Admiral Funny Pants the Funny.
Oh, what are you doing, Admiral Funny Pants the Funny? Funny Pants.
Arr, be you laughing at me, First Mate Mim Beanie?
What?
I'm being a pirate.
Oh. Hey, can I have a pirate name too?
To be sure, to be sure.
What kind of pirate name would be good for Laura Beanie?
What about Laura Glitterbeard?
Or Laura Pink Bones?
Or Captain Laura the Fearful? Ah, Fearful? Oh, okay. What about Laura Glitterbeard the Feared? Yeah, that's good. Hey, I have a story about pirates and how pirates get their names. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please, Laura Glitterbeard the Feared.
Once there was a young pirate named... Well, actually, he didn't have a pirate name yet because he was still learning to be a pirate. He was an apprentice. So he went by the name of Just John.
Ahoy! I be Just John, the greatest pirate to ever be born. The greatest pirate to ever breathe in the salty sea air. The greatest pirate to ever feel the spray of the ocean on me face.
Even though Just John was just an apprentice, he was sure he was going to be an excellent pirate. All he had to do was find Captain Hook and answer the three infamous pirate riddles. He would then be given his pirate name and would be free to sail the seven seas as long as he lived. So, one fateful day, Just John, who was not yet a pirate, went to a boat salesman.
Get it? Salesman.
Today be the day. The day I sail the ocean to find Captain Hook. Answer the pirate riddles and become a pirate forevermore.
Well, hi there, buddy. What's your name? Where you from?
John? The ocean? Yarr!
The ocean? Wowee, John, that's amazing. Now, if you're from the ocean, you're gonna need a boat, am I right, John?
Yarr, yeah.
Right you are, John. So what kind of boat are you after, John? John?
Why do you keep saying my name over and over?
Old salesman trick. I mean, wow, a big stick.
Do you mean the mast of a boat?
Oh, sure do, John. That's why you're the...
pirate?
And I'm the...
boat salesman?
Exactly, John, exactly. The boat salesman showed John three different pirate ships. Okay, now this one is super expensive, and this one is super duper expensive, and this one is so expensive, you wouldn't believe it.
I guess I'll take the super expensive one. That's the cheapest one, right?
Right you are, John. Here's the keys. She's all yours. So John sailed away into the sunset, feeling very pleased that he was now a real pirate. After all, he had the boat to prove it. Answering the riddles would be a sea breeze. All of a sudden, John came upon another pirate boat.
Yo, yo-ho, hello!
Yo-ho, who be you then? Thar.
I be... yar.
But John didn't have a pirate name yet.
I be...
A pirate without a name. Have you ever seen a pirate without a name?
Oh, yeah? Well, what's your name?
I be Captain Hook. Have you ever heard of me?
Heard of him? Captain Hook was the most famous pirate in the whole wide world. And the very pirate Just John was looking for. But he was embarrassed that Captain Hook had laughed at him. So, in a sneaky pirate power move, he pretended he didn't know Captain Hook.
Nope. Never heard of you. You're probably not even a real pirate, hmm? Where did you get that ship, eh? Borrow it from your daddy?
Just John laughed and laughed, trying to hide his fear and admiration of Captain Hook. But you know what? Pirates don't like to be laughed at.
Not even a real pirate.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Captain Hook Hook and his band of pirates fired a huge cannonball at Just John's boat, and it began to sink. Down, down, down it went, sinking below the water, leaving Just John floating in the waves. Captain Hook and his band of pirates sailed away, laughing at Just John.
Oh, swim home!
When we got him with the cannon.
But John wasn't giving up on being a pirate that easily, so he swam back to shore and headed straight to the boat shop. Well, hi there, buddy. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's me again. My boat sank. I need another one.
Oh, well, John, it's your lucky day. I still have two boats left for sale. As you will remember, I have the super-duper expensive one, and one so expensive you wouldn't believe it.
I guess I'll take the super-duper expensive one.
Right you are, John. Here's the keys. She's all yours. And away John went, sailing into the distance to find Captain Hook, answer the three pirate riddles, and prove to Captain Hook and to everyone else that he was, in fact, a real pirate. After all, he had the boat to prove it. The super-duper expensive boat. All of a sudden, up ahead, John saw it. Captain Hook's ship.
Well, well, well. Here he is. The pirate without a name, back from the dead.
That's a good one. But Just John didn't like being laughed at, and before he could even think about what he was doing, he pulled the rudest face he could muster. But you know what? Pirates don't like having rude faces pulled at them. The next thing John knew, he was floating in the water with no boat. Again.
Oh, man.
So he went back to the boat shop. Well, hi there, buddy. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's me again. Again, my boat sank. I need another one.
Well, John, aren't you just my favorite customer? Three boats in one day? I'm afraid I only have one boat left, and it's the one so expensive you wouldn't believe it.
I guess I'll take the one so expensive you wouldn't believe it.
Right you are, John. Here are the keys. She's all yours. Just John walked slowly and sadly from the boat shop. There were no boats left to buy. This was his last chance to be a pirate. Excuse me, Just John, what's wrong? You look awful sad for someone who just purchased a boat.
I am sad. It is my dream to be a pirate, so I'm sailing
to find Captain Hook and answer the three pirate riddles. Yep, this ain't my first day at the boat shop.
Well, yeah, but each time I find him, I'm too afraid to ask for the riddles.
So what did you do instead?
I teased him, and I pulled a funny face at him, and, Oh, dear.
Just John realized he hadn't even asked for the three pirate riddles. He was so busy showing off and not being himself that he hadn't even heard one riddle. Oh, dear.
This is it!
Just John thought to himself. It was his last chance, and he was not going to cannonball out this time. He was going to be himself and answer the riddles. Before you go, Just John, can I give you some advice?
Yes, please.
Eight pirates waved at a carrot.
Cool.
Huh. Just John was confused, but he thanked the boat salesman and headed on his way, sailing his boat, the one so expensive you wouldn't believe it, in search of Captain Hook. It was Captain Hook.
Ahoy there. It's Just John. The pirate with no name and no boat.
Except he has a boat.
Blast it, Steve. Walk the plank.
Yes, it is me. I may be Just John right now, but I am here to answer the three pirate riddles and become a great pirate.
Well, here is your first riddle. What has eight legs, eight arms, and eight eyes?
Eight legs, eight arms, and eight eyes.
Then Just John remembered what the boat salesman had said to him.
Eight pirates! Wait! At a carrot!
Oh, that's it! Eight pirates! Because they each only have one leg, one arm, and one eye!
You are correct. Here be your second riddle. What did the ocean say to the pirate?
What did the ocean say to the pirate?
Just John thought again. What had the boat salesman said?
Hey, pirates, wait. At a carrot.
Waved. Nothing. The ocean just waved.
You are correct. Here be your third riddle. What is orange and sounds like a parrot?
A tiger is orange, and parrots go screech.
Just John tried to remember what the boat salesman had said, but he just couldn't.
Oh no!
He started to panic.
I can't remember, I can't figure out the riddle.
Suddenly, Just John remembered a good thing to do when you feel panicky. He took a deep breath.
Okay, I can do this. Maybe sounds like the word that sounds like the word parrot, and not the sound of a parrot. What rhymes with parrot? Carrot! And carrots are orange too! My answer is carrot!
You are carrot. No, I mean correct. Congratulations. You are now a pirate. And your pirate name is?
Long John No Name.
Woohoo! Long John No Name.
Captain Hook handed Long John No Name a sword and placed a pirate cap on his head. Next, he took a feather from his own hat and stuck it in the side of Long John No Name's new cap.
Tardar!
Round of applause!
I like feathers.
Long John No Name was now officially a pirate.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And picture in your head
a boat.
How big is the boat? As big as a mountain or a tiny one for your bathtub?
What does it sound like? A big honking horn or a tiny beep beep?
What does it smell like? Salty sea air or smelly old fish?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a boat!
Now time for a song.
I bought a boat.
Boat, 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 boat.
I bought a boat.
Boat, 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 boat.
Rowing my boat.
Boat, 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 boat.
Rowing my boat.
Boat, 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 boat.
Give me a B.
B.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an A.
A.
T.
T.
What does that spell?
Boat.
I love my boat.
Boat, 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 boat.
I love my boat.
Boat, 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 boat.
Scrubbing my boat,
boat, boat, boat, boat, boat, boat.
Scrubbing my boat,
boat, boat, boat, boat, boat, boat.
Give me a B,
B.
Give me an O,
O.
Give me an A,
A.
T,
T.
What does that spell?
Boat.
How goes my boat?
Bite, 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 bite.
How goes my boat?
Bite, 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 bite.
Jump in my boat.
Bite, 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 bite.
Jump in my boat.
Bite, 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 bite.
Give me a B.
B.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an A.
A.
T.
T.
What does that spell?
Bite.
Hole in my boat.
Bite, 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 bite.
Hole in my boat.
Bite, 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 bite.
Fixing my boat.
Bite, 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 bite.
Fixing my boat.
Bite, 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 bite.
Give me a B.
B.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an A.
A.
T.
T.
What does that spell?
Bite.
Sinking my boat.
Bite, 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 bite.
Sinking my boat.
Bite, 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 bite.
Where's my boat?
Bite, 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 bite.
Where's my boat?
Bite, 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 bite.
Give me a B.
B.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an A.
A.
T.
T.
What does that spell?
Boat.
Got a new boat.
Boat, 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 boat.
Got a new boat.
Boat, 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 boat.
How good are boats, eh?
Boat!
That was a great story, Laura Glitterbeard the Feared.
Arr. Thanks, First Mate Mimbini.
Wait, why did the boats keep sinking? I don't get it.
Because Captain Hook made a hole in them with his cannon, so all the water got in and sunk the boat.
Oh. Actually, I still don't really get it. How do boats even float?
Yeah, I've been wondering that too. Boats are so big and heavy. How do they stay on top of the water like that?
Actually, I don't know either. Why don't we ask
Professor Know-It-All?
Hello, beanies. So you want to know how boats float? Well, that is a very good question, and a bit tricky to explain. So, listen up.
Yes, Professor Know-It-All.
Now, it has to do with buoyancy. Can you say that word with me? Buoyancy.
Buoyancy.
Now, all things are either buoyant or they are not. If something is buoyant, it will float. If something is not buoyant, it will sink.
Ah.
For example, a rubber ducky in the bath will float, but a rock will sink.
Ah.
Because the rubber ducky is light and the rock is heavy. Right, Professor?
Wait. When I walk into the water, I sink. But when I walk onto a boat in the water, I float. That doesn't make sense because boats are heavier than me.
Right you are, Michael. Mim, you were only slightly right.
Aw, man.
How can I explain this? Well, let's do an experiment. Laura, hand me that bucket of water and that piece of Play-Doh.
Here you are, Professor.
Thank you, Laura. Now, when I roll the Play-Doh up into a ball and drop it in the water, what happens?
It sinks.
Yes. But watch what happens when I roll it out into a little disc and curve the edges up.
It floats.
Yes.
But hang on, that's the same piece of Play-Doh. It's just in different shapes. It weighs exactly the same. How come the first time it sank and the second time it floated?
Because buoyancy is affected by weight and shape. An object can be heavy, but if it is the right shape for floating, it will float. An object can be light, but if it is the wrong shape for floating, it will sink.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. A floating shape will push away the water it is in. The more water it pushes away with its shape, the heavier it can be. The same goes for you in the pool, Michael. If you curl up into a ball, you will sink to the bottom. But if you spread out wide like a starfish, you can float.
Oh!
I still don't get it.
Yes, that's okay. It is very tricky. Maybe you could ask your big person to help you do an experiment. Get a bucket of water and try floating different objects and see what happens.
Great idea. I wonder if this iPhone will float.
Michael, no!
Thanks for listening, Mini Beanies. Maybe next time you go on a boat, you can say, yarr, just like a pirate.
Or maybe you could ask your friends the three pirate riddles to see if they have what it takes to be a pirate.
Or you could do a buoyancy test, seeing what floats and what sinks.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you enjoy today's podcast, Mini Beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos, and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own Mini Beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says Professor Mini Beanie. Ha ha ha. The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.